The Oscars have arrived. Jackson Murphy is known as Lights, Camera Jackson, movie critic, entertainment columnist. You might have seen him on Leto or Letterman over the years. In 2010, the youngest winner of the New York Emmy Award for on-camera talent and commentator editorialist. For our Oscar special, we are joined, JT, by Lights, Camera, Jackson. Jackson Murphy, welcome back to the JT the Brick Show with Tom Looney. How you doing?
Thank you very much, guys. I'm doing great. Are you excited for the Academy Awards?
Yes, I am, and I know JT is, and we've seen almost everything, but JT didn't see the Sewing Movie, Jackson.
I didn't see the, and he's my
favorite actor
of all time, because I wasn't moved to the theater because not a lot of critics told me it was a masterpiece. I wanted a masterpiece.
Oh, it's a very good film. Phantom Thread, Daniel Day-Lewis, Leslie Manville up for supporting actress. It is a good film. It gets weird towards the end, but I liked it. It's a devious movie.
I will tell you this. I don't think I've ever done my Daniel Day-Lewis impression for Jackson. Here it is. Here I am, acting! That's my Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm performing! I'm acting! I am Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes, you get the Oscar, Looney.
Thank you. Let's go to Best Actor in a Supporting Role and get right to it. Let's go with what we think will win and also whom we would vote for if we were a voter. It's Willem Dafoe from The Florida Project, the great motel manager. Woody Harrelson, the sheriff in Three Billboards. You got Richard Jenkins from The Shape of Water, the neighbor down the hall. Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World. He plays John Paul Getty, and he had to come back. And remember, he had to come back and redo that movie after somebody was kicked off it. And Sam Rockwell, Three Boards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. JT, you saw all these, right?
I did. I saw, and Three Billboards was a fabulous movie, and I think that Sam Rockwell will win because of the complexity of the role and the twist in the role. I saw three or four different characters played by this deputy there. I thought it was brilliant. I think he runs away and wins easily.
I think he's going to win it, too, but you know who should win? Christopher Plummer. He's amazing in All the Money in the World. The fact that he came in at the last minute and was so good, it was my favorite supporting actor performance of the year. He should win, but it will go to Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, I think we all agree it'll go to Sam Rockwell. If I had a vote, it definitely would have been for Willem Dafoe in The Florida Project as the motel manager. I loved that movie, and I loved him in it. We go to Best Actress in a Supporting Role. Crank up the music, Alex. Mary J. Blige in Mudbound. Octavia Spencer in The Sassy Friend in The Shape of Water. Laurie Metcalf, Roseanne's sister, played the mom in Lady Bird, and she was terrific. Leslie Manville in Phantom Thread. And the mom in I, Tonya, with the bird on her shoulder, Allison Janney. And I know you loved I, Tonya, JJ.
Well, I think Octavia Spencer is becoming a fan favorite and an Academy darling. But this is a walk-off. This is a Tyson knockout in the first minute of a fight. Allison Janney was brilliant. And I, Tonya, she stole the movie. She was the best part of the movie, and I was surprised. I love that picture.
She was sensational in I, Tonya. She should and will win for Best Supporting Actress. By the way, Looney, I love these descriptions for all of these performances. Great descriptions.
Oh, thank you so much. And Allison Janney would get my vote. This is one where I would agree with the Academy if this is how they go. I think Allison Janney is the favorite here. She will win. And I loved that movie, I, Tonya. Let's go back to the Best Actress in a Leading Role. Yeah, we've got Sally Hawkins, the deaf woman in The Shape of Water. Margot Robbie, she was terrific as Tonya Harding in I, Tonya. Meryl Streep, always Money in the Bank, possibly. I mean, in The Post, you have Saoirse Ronan, the teenage girl in Lady Bird. And oh, you betcha, the sheriff from Fargo, Frances McDormand, the mad mom in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. JT.
Well, I didn't see Sally Hawkins, but everyone's raving on that role, and the Academy likes roles like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Might be a shock, might not. Meryl Streep was brilliant. She's been brilliant in all these other nominated roles.
God, she was in her movie star best.
She didn't win. Yep. I thought this was an Academy Award winning role, but I believe Frances McDormand wins. The complexity of Three Billboards, and she was in the movie, the entire movie.
Right,
I think she
carried
wins.
The movie.
Yeah, Frances McDormand will win for three billboards. I don't think it's a runaway. Maybe Saoirse Ronan comes in for the surprise. That's what I've been hearing a little bit. And also, I thought Meryl was terrific in The Post. In other years, that would have been an Academy Award-winning performance.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she was at her movie star best. And if I had a vote in the Academy, I would vote for Frances McDormand. Another reason? Because she was ripped off from Fargo. This should be her second Academy Award, and that's another reason. Well, I know you're not supposed to vote for those reasons, but no one would stop me if I was a voter. Let's go to Best Actor in a Leading Role. What a lot of people are talking about. The guy from Get Out. How do you say his name, Jackson?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Well, just like it looks like. Okay. And Timothée Chalamet from Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm acting! From Phantom Thread, Denzel Washington, like Meryl Streep. He always gets a nomination, just as a courtesy nomination from Roman Israel Esquire. I didn't see that. One of the few I didn't see here. And Gary Oldman, The Darkest Hour, where he plays Winston Churchill. And I know that was your favorite, right, JJ?
That was a brilliant role. It was a walk-off role. It was the role of his lifetime. And we've talked about Gary Oldman's career, the diversity of all of his roles
vicious.
And what he's done throughout his career. This could have been a crowning moment for Daniel Day-Lewis. Because if the movie was better and had more critical acclaim like it had when the script was written, and he decided to do this before he would retire, if the movie was better and he stole the Academy Award, it puts him over the top, I believe, of De Niro and even Nicholson, but he won't win. Gary Oldman's waited his whole life for this award. This is his night, Jackson.
I think, believe it or not, it's going to be a tie. It's going to be a tie.
A tie?
Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman and Daniel Day-Lewis will tie for Best Actor. Now, Timothée Chalamet could come in for the surprise win if the vote splits between Gary Oldman and Daniel Day-Lewis, but I really think it is a tie.
Why do you think it would be a tie? Just because the old people will be voting for the old favorites?
Yeah, it's a battle between somebody who really deserves it, like Gary Oldman, and giving the fourth Academy Award for the final performance to Daniel Day-Lewis. The vote is going to be really close in this category.
This is tremendous analysis from you, young man, to say that, because you also think Daniel Day-Lewis's role is good enough to win this award, like I thought Meryl Streep's was good enough. You really think highly of this role. He can do it.
I do think highly of this role, and I think highly of Denzel, too, in Roman J. Israel Esquire, a film that has structural problems, but Denzel's performance is a powerhouse.
Pop Luty's coverage of the Oscars, the third voice, Jackson Murphy from Lights, Camera, Jackson, the Emmy Award-winning Jackson Murphy, and we now go to Best Picture, where we've got Call Me By Your Name, The Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Three Billboards, and The Shape of Water. JT.
Well, I'll go. I didn't see them all, but I saw most of them. I thought Dunkirk was excellent. I was expecting better, and it could have won the Academy Award.
20 years ago.
Very good movie. The Darkest Hour, everyone talks about Gary Oldman. He'll win. I thought the movie was fantastic. The Post was a movie I walked out of and said, this should win the Academy Award. This is the best movie that I've seen. But I was also impressed with Three Billboards. Didn't like it as much as The Post, but it'll win because everybody thinks that this movie came together with great actors perfectly, Jackson, with a brilliant screenplay.
Three Billboards is my least favorite movie on this list by a lot. Mm-hmm. I liked every other movie. My pick to win is Get Out. It has the momentum. It has the buildup. It will win Best Picture.
Wow. I get the feeling, you guys, that the momentum is for The Shape of Water. If I had to vote for any movie, I probably would have voted for The Post. And I know I gave it a 10. I don't think I gave any other movie a 10 this year. JT, I think it was your favorite movie. And I'm pretty sure when I saw your top 10 list, Jackson, that it was your favorite this year, correct?
Yes, it was. The Post was my favorite movie. It's got no chance to win, which is too bad. But I like the three different choices we're making. Lady Bird could be another one here. It's still going to be so up in the air up until Sunday night when we believe Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway are coming back.
Oh, they are?
Again.
Oh, no. Oh, why would they do that? Hey, well, by the way, I do think The Shape of Water is actually going to win from everything I'm hearing. My vote would have been for
Yes.
The Post.
Well, one more quick thing, because Jackson's accomplished, and he can talk about these topics. Will my Academy Awards get hijacked by politics? Kimmel's been on a tear to catch Colbert, right, and he's not moving at all on catching him, and Colbert just does politics aggressively every night. Will they ruin my Oscars by going political over the top? How do you see it?
It's going to be a lot of topics that Kimmel's going to bring up. It's going to be the politics. It's going to be the Me Too movement and the, sexual harassment. It's going to be the movies themselves and the envelope scandal from last year.
All right.
All of that wrapped into one show. It's going to be interesting to see the balance. But by the way, guys, Kobe Bryant. I think Kobe is going to win an Academy Award for his animated short film, Dear Basketball. Look for Kobe on stage.
Oh, yeah, that is going to surprise a lot of people. And as our kicker, we didn't do Best Director, but you can, Jackson. Who's going to win Best Director?
Guillermo del Toro, one of the bigger locks of the night. And okay, if you're looking at animated feature, too, Coco is a big lock as well.
And that is Pop Looney. Thank you, Lights, Camera Jackson. Go to LightsCameraJackson.com. My two favorite movie reviewers died, Siskel and Ebert. This is where I go now, LightsCameraJackson.com.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, man. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you.